Shabbat blessing, everyone, and welcome on this April 13, 2024. This is our lesson 406 of our chapter 79 entitled, It is Finished, Part 5. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with a tiny theme song. It's a hymn entitled, Give of Your Best to the Master.
Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example, dauntless was he young and brave. Give him your loyal devotion, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give him the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master, give him first place in your heart. Give, almost losing my place here. Give him first place in your service, consecrate every part. Given to you will be given, God his beloved son gave. Gratefully seeking to serve him, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master, naught else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your ransom, gave up his glory above. Laid down his life without murmur, you from sin's ruin to save. Give him of your heart's adoration, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious remnant family that are coming in. If any one of the little tiny tots, by the help of their parents or elder siblings, would like to open this section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Nothing to be one. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. We protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days do all my work. 6 days stop thy labor and do all thy work. And the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. We protect the Sabbath words that we're both holy. We protect the people that doesn't end, didn't come in the Sabbath, that they can come back with us to learn. And Jesus, please protect everybody who's in this, who's at the Sabbath with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sabbath blessing, Sister Michelle. I thought it was Sister Joan. Well, little ones, it's story time. Let's have our listening ears. For our dear brother will be able to share our new lesson. It's chapter 18 entitled Before Annas, Caiaphas, and the Sanhedrin. From our storybook, the story about Jesus.
All right, the Bible verses for our lessons are taken from the books, this time the book of John. Now, wait just a minute. I guess I got to feed my computer. Let me get the dish over here so it can get something to eat. There you go. The screen went just a little dark on me, and that says the battery was too low. All right, John 18, 12. 13, 20, 21, and 22. Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that year. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me. What I have said unto them, behold, they know what I've said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood next to him, struck him with the palm of his hands, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Next slide, please. Jesus was followed from Gethsemane, from the Garden of Gethsemane by the hooting mob. He moved painfully, for his hands were tightly bound, and he was closely guarded. He was taken first to the house of Annas, who had formerly been the high priest, but whose place was then filled by his son-in-law, Caiaphas. The wicked Annas had requested that he might be the first to see Jesus of Nazareth, a bound captive. And that's something, just bring him by, I want to see him tied up. He hoped to draw from him some evidence by which to secure his condemnation. With this in view, he questioned the Savior with regard to his disciples and his teachings. Christ answered, I spoke openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Next slide. Then turning upon the questioner, he said, Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said. John 18, 20 and 21. The priests themselves had set spies to watch Christ and report his every word. Through these spies, they knew of his sayings and of his words at every gathering of the people he had attended. The spies had sought to entrap him in his words, that they might find something by which to condemn him. So the Savior said, Ask them which heard me. Go to your spies. They have heard what I have said. They can tell you what my teaching has been. The words of Christ were so searching and pointed that the priest, felt that his prisoner was reading his very soul. But one of the servants of Annas, thinking that his master was not treated with his proper respect, struck Jesus in the face, saying, "Answerest thou the high priest so?" And we'll find out later what happened. This is taken from Story of Jesus, pages 113 and 114. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. So next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing our first part of our lesson entitled Before Annas, Caiaphas, and the Sanhedrin in our Tiny Tots lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place, dear one, on April 20th, 2024. It is time for the parents and guests and children to be able to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. Our topic is Mammons of the Bible. So let's have a listening ear for our dear brother who will be able to share with us.
Sad blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning mammals. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of Luke chapter 11. And lesson 2 is teach us to pray. Verses 2-6 says, and he said unto them, "When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And he said unto them, "Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him." In today's lesson is lesson 2, the skin of mammals. And the memory verse for the lesson was Luke 11:1. "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And the character quality story is reverence versus disrespectfulness. Reverence is respect and affection for God and spiritual things. "You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord." Leviticus 19:30. Nature, the skin of mammals. Mammals have a covering of skin and hair. Hair is warm and light. It protects mammals from cold and water. Hair can be long and thick, curly, or shaggy. Other mammals have very short hair. Hair is attached to the skin in such a way that it can warm mammals and people if something is falling on them. It can remind us how prayer can help protect us. When we pray, angels will warn us when we are in danger of being bitten by that old serpent called the devil. Revelation 12:9. There are 2 basic layers of skin, the dermis, the inner layer, and the epidermis, the outer layer. The arteries and veins that supply the skin with blood are in the dermis. The epidermis is the covering that protects the dermis and makes things such as hair, horns, claws, nails, and hooves. Some mammals have very beautiful coverings of fur, but have you ever seen how they look without their natural covering? Sometimes people take their long-haired dogs to have them shaved for the summer months. Suddenly, they are transformed into pitiful-looking creatures. This is probably how we look to the angels since we lost our robe of light. God, in kindness, covered us with artificial clothing so that the shame of our nakedness does not appear. "When thou seest the naked, cover him." Isaiah 58:7. Just as hair is a protective covering, so is skin. Elephants have skin that is 1.5 or 2.5 to 3.8 centimeters thick in some places. No mosquito can bore through all that. God gave the elephants just the protection they need as they break through the dense jungles where they live. Their tough hides shield them against the sharp thorn trees and bushes that would tear a thinner skin. It can remind us of the sturdy armor of Christ's righteousness that we put on every morning when we pray. The skin of mammals contains glands. Mammary glands of the female produce milk for the young nurslings. God has kindly provided his word for our nourishment. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2. Each day we, in reverence, need to ask for a daily supply of spiritual food. A gland, sebaceous, does give off a lubrication oil for the hair and skin. By this we are reminded how God desires that the anointing oil of the Lord is upon him. Leviticus 10:7. Prayer brings the oil of grace into our lives. Sweat glands help the mammal cool off and eliminate some liquid waste. God is kind to provide mammals with a built-in air conditioning system. The scent glands of some mammals, like skunks and dogs, are
Next slide, please.
Used for self-defense or communication and identification. Some people are attracted by the aroma of Christ that comes into our lives through prayer, and others are repelled by it. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, and them that are saved, and them that perished. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other, the savor of life unto life. 2 Corinthians 2:16-16. The wonderful thing that freshly baked bread draws us to partake, so does the break bread of life draw us to this spiritual banquet table, the Bible, that we might eat. With reverence, we take each bite. Remind, one, as you work together as a family, there are things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your choice in mind of your lesson. Two, bake bread or rolls and be reminded of your lesson. Three, as you give your pets, if you have one, like a dog, for instance, a bath, let it remind you of a cleansing power of prayer. Next is reinforce activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for mammals. Use your guidebook to identify them. Watch for animals gathering and storing their daily bread. That thou givest them, they gather. Psalm 104:28. Two, if you have not learned how to make a good loaf of bread, you might like to do so this week. Three, make main loaves of bread and wrap with a special Bible or verse tucked inside. Set up with permission a proper table at the local market and sell them. When expenses are taken out, you could send Bibles to another country that need the word. Four, as you clean up after a meal, gather up the fragments that remain and let nothing be lost. Wasting food shows that we do not recognize God as the giver. We do not deserve any food that God gives is to us, so we should be thankful for each bite. Five, learn to can or dry fruit. One of God's ways of providing daily food is by giving us more than is needed during the harvest season. In putting up this extra food for the winter months, we are following God's counsel in Proverbs 6:6-8. Remarkable parent food. The figure which Christ used was a familiar one to the Jews. Moses, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, "Man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord." And the prophet Jeremiah had written, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." Deuteronomy 8:3, Jeremiah 15:16. The rabbis themselves had a saying that the eating of bread and its spiritual significance was the study of the law and the practice of good works. And it was often said that the Messiah's coming, all Israel would be fed. The teacher of the prophets made plain the deep spiritual lesson, the miracle of the loaves. This lesson Christ was seeking to open to his hearers in synagogue. Had they understood the scriptures, they would have understood his words when he said, I am the bread of life. Only the day before, the great multitude, when faint and weary, had been fed by the bread which he had given. As from that bread they had received physical strength and refreshment, so from Christ they might receive spiritual strength unto eternal life. He that cometh to me, he said, shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But he added, ye also have seen me, and believe not. The Desire of Ages, page 386. In the light of our creators and Savior Jesus Christ, let us learn about eclipses. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. And here the title says, Solar Eclipses. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Isaiah 13:10. And here is a diagram of how solar eclipses work. Over, on the left you can see is the sun. In the middle is the moon. And these yellow triangles are supposed to symbolize the sun's light. Below, next to the moon, is the full shadow and the partial shadow, which will cause the sky to appear dark for a few minutes. It says here that when the moon passes directly between the sun and the earth, a solar eclipse occurs, as demonstrated in illustration 1. The moon gets in the way of the sun's light coming toward us, and the sky gets dark for a little while. Sometimes, like at the moon, a person can block another person's view of God by the way he lives while proclaiming to be a Christian. Be discerning. The gases of solar wind come from an area above the surface of the sun. This area is called the corona. It is like a golden crown that circles the sun. It may be seen during a solar eclipse, as is demonstrated in illustration 2. During an eclipse, the corona is called the sun's crown. This can call to mind the beauty of character Jesus shone upon this darkened world from his babyhood to the cross. During this time, the sun's beautiful corona can be seen faintly glowing around the dark area where the sun and moon are lined up. The corona gives us about as much light during an eclipse as a full moon. If the moon does not completely cover the sun, it is called a partial eclipse. If the sun is completely blocked by the sun, it is called a total eclipse. Remember, no one should ever look directly at the sun, even at the time of an eclipse. It requires special equipment to watch an eclipse. And here is illustration 1. Like we said earlier, a solar eclipse takes the place when the moon passes between the sun and the earth. The sun's corona becoming visible during an eclipse reminds us that through the faith that eclipses the glory of earthly things, we see Jesus crowned with glory and honor. Hebrews 2:9. Remember how Jesus revealed his hidden glory to the three disciples that were with him on the Mount of Transfiguration? A glory like that will be ours when he returns. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Matthew 13:43. Christ's brightness was veiled when he was on earth, and so it is in those in whom he dwells. For once in a while, the light shines forth like it did on the face of Anna, the prophetess. The moon, being smaller than the sun, and yet being able to block out its light, has an important spiritual parallel for us. Even the smallest thing can keep the light of Christ from reaching our souls. Self can blind us to greater things. Even a penny can hide the sight of the sun, if it is held close enough to the eye. What about us? What is closest to us, absorbing all our attention? are bonded by the treasures and pleasures of the world that eclipse things of infinite value? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose the sight of Jesus? Mark 8:36. Solar eclipses speak to us of the work of Satan. He is always trying to come between the soul and God. He hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians 4:4. But even though his glory is not seen by the world now, in the end, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. All flesh shall see it together. Isaiah 45. And it says, well, our Lord is now rejected, and by the world disowned, by the many still neglected, and by the few enthroned. But soon he will come in glory, the hour is drawing nigh, for the crying day is coming by and by. Nathan, reinforce our, here are thought questions, things that you can, just, they're just questions, not for answers the right way, but just in your thoughts. Question one is, do you ever cause a solar eclipse by blocking out the life of Christ to those you come in contact with? Two, how could you knowingly or unknowingly do this? And three, how can you let the light of Jesus shine through you to your family or friends? List the ways you can do this. And below are cell phone taken from our dear sister Teresa's family. The photos below is for a clarity of the above pictures.
Dear Sister Cilicia, if you would like to share the experience, you can be able to do so.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. The above pictures, by God's grace, was taken through one of those special glasses that was provided by our library. So I was moved to go to the library and get the special solar glasses for my children and for some other children as well in the community so that they can behold this event that was happening. And so we went outside and we were, as they were coming out from school and they were able to witness these things, from where we were in the city, we did not endure 100% totality. What you're seeing pictured above is 90% totality. So you see that there was still 10% of the sun that was visible. It was a blessing to be able to see. Haley and Emma was able to see this. A lot of the kids was able to see this and experience this. They have a lot of questions, so praise the Lord that our dear brother Josh and Sister Rose brought out this event that happened, and we can learn more about it. Even just now, as Brother Josh was explaining, Haley was saying that she still doesn't really understand, so we had to illustrate it on the paper to show her exactly what is it that was there. But it was a beautiful sight to see, and I'm happy that we were able to share the pictures that were captured by God's grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And in our review, we have more details about the solar eclipse, but in the light of our Creator. And I would like to read back the Lord's Prayer that was in one of the slides of the school. I believe they might have a typo, but just for the purpose of the listeners and those that will be listening and later on the recording. Thank you, Brother Dick. Luke chapter 11, that is the prayer that is in Luke chapter 11, verses 2 to 4. And he said unto them, verse 2, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Number 3, give us day by day our daily bread. Number 4, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is in debt to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It might be a different in another book, but this is what Luke 11 says. Welcome and all of the blessed family that are coming in. And remember, little ones, give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of you. God in salvation, full armor, joining the battle for truth. Our opening hymn to our study is entitled, I Will Early Seek the Savior. You can find it in number 71 in the hymn book. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. I will early seek the Savior. I will learn of Him each day. I will follow in His footsteps. I will walk the narrow way. Oh, He loves me, yes, He loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, died to save me. This is why I love Him so.
I will face death where He bids me. I am not too young to go in the pathway where He leads, not too long His will to know. For He loves me, yes, He loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, died to save me. This is why I love Him so.
Thank you, God.
He is standing at the doorway of escape from every sin. I will knock, for He has promised He will hear and let me in.
For He loves me, yes, He loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, died to save me. This is why I love Him so.
Love you, Jesus.
Amen. If any one of the elder sibling mommies or daddies or even our guests would like to open our family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. We protect the word that we're going to learn. We can out here and the people that's not here. And they can come back to the Sabbath. And people take people out. And people take me and everybody that I know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 from the King James Version, and it reads, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also all our guests later on the recording, we will continue with part 5 of our lesson entitled, It Is Finished, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone would like to take the following verses, dear one, may you unmute your mic to do so.
Psalm 36, paragraph 9, verse 9, King James Version. For with 3, thee is the fountain of life. and
thy
light shall we see
light. Amen. Ephesians.
Ephesians 4 verse 18, King James Version. Having the understanding darkness
being alienated
from the life of God through the ignorance by ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 35, King James Version. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Amen.
Proverbs 8:36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
Yeah. James 1 verse 25, King James Version. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continuous sermon
therein
he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Amen.
John chapter 19 verse 30, King James Version. When Jesus
therefore received the vinegar,
he said it was It is finished, and he
bowed
his head and gave up the ghost.
Amen. Good job.
Good job, everyone. Today we will cover page 764, but this will be paragraph 3-4, for we have just ended this particular chapter. But let us get to see what it is that it has in store. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 764. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 764. Continuing, this is not an act of arbitrary power on the part of God. The rejecters of his mercy reap that which they have sown. God is the fountain of life. And when one chooses the service of sin, he
separates
from God, and thus cuts himself off from life. He is alienated from the life of God. Christ says, all they that hate me love death.
Ephesians
chapter 4 verse 18. Proverbs 8:36. Next slide, please. And on the slide, it says Colossians 1:21. King James Version. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he reconciled in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and irreprovable in his sight.
Amen. And the top one?
And the top one, Galatians 6:7, King James Version. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Amen. And continuing the reading, God gives them existence for a time that they may develop their character and reveal their principles. This accomplished, they receive the results of their own choice. By a life of rebellion, Satan and all who unite with him place themselves so out of harmony with God that his very presence is to them a consuming fire. The glory of him who is love will destroy them. The Desire of Ages, page 764, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Good job, little ones. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 6:7. Also with margin, this scripture song is taken from Sounds of Scripture, Sowing and Reaping, Memory Verse. We are still in page 764. Who would like to take the following paragraph here once? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 764. The beginning of the great controversy, the angels did not understand it. Had Satan and his host then been left to reap the full result of their sin, they would have perished. But it would not have been apparent to heavenly beings that this was the inevitable result of sin. Doubt of God's goodness would have remained in their minds as evil seed to produce a deadly fruit of sin and woe. Desire of Ages, page 764, paragraph 2.
Okay. Be not so when
what?
The Desire of Ages, page 764. But not so when the great controversy shall be ended.
Then the plan of redemption
having been completed, the character of God is revealed to all created
intelligence beings.
The precepts of his law are seen to be perfect and immutable.
Immutable. Good job.
Next slide, please. Continuing.
Emma.
The Desire of Ages, page 764. Continuing, then, sin has made
manifest
its
nature.
Satan is
character.
Satan is his character. Then the
extermination
of sin will
vindicate
God's love and
establish
his
honor.
Before a universe of blessing
beings
who
delight
to do his will, and in whose heart he is his law. The Desire of Ages, page 764, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together. This one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8. And it's also added a margin, a little song that goes along. This was taken from the Bible scripture, song combo, memory verse, and it will be sung in a cappella. The title of the song is, Thy Law is Within My Heart. I delight to do thy will, O God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. Many are the wonders thou hast done. There is none to compare with thee. Fill my heart with thy loving kindness. Riddle me living God. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy name. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy name. We are still in our page, 764. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing to desire of ages, page 764. Well then, might the angels rejoice if they looked upon the Savior's cross. For though they did not then understand all, they knew that the destruction of sin and Satan was forever made certain, that the redemption man was assured. Next slide, please.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Rajesh.
Continuing, and that the universe was made eternally secure. Christ himself fully comprehended the results of the sacrifice made upon Calvary. For all these he looked forward when upon the cross he cried out, "It is finished." Desire of Ages, page 764, paragraph 4.
Amen. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, King James Version. This is taken from Scripture Singer Song, section God's Love of the Memory Verse CD.
So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Amen. Praise the Lord, dear ones. We are going to call all of the questions that we have reserved for our review section. Next week, we will be reviewing part 5 of our lesson entitled, It Is Finished. If you have any question on these 5 parts, besides the 6 that we have, that may need either research, you can hold it also as we gather next week by God's grace. If anyone of the dear remnant family, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to close our family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones?
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. Father, we thank you again for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for this beautiful, sunny, bright day in our section. I wish that it would be in everyone's area, but it's beautiful because it is the Sabbath. I thank you for all the participation of the little ones. Thank you for the blessing of their reading and continue to bless them in that direction. Thank you for the parents that guide them and teach them as well. As we go on to the next section of the study, be with us. Continue to put on your blessing upon us. Be with the speaker, I pray. And thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us thus far. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And on April 20, 2024, we will be reviewing our chapter 79. It is finished, part 5. This will end our chapter 79. And we have some reviews that we are going to be discussing about the eclipse. And also, we have a little, like an example for the children to be able to do on their own with their parents so they can be able to understand what it is by God's grace. May you all have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, leaving the scripture from Isaiah 62, verses 11 to 12, King James, and it reads, "Behold, the Lord has proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his word before him, and they shall call him the holy people, the redeemer of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken." And from our youth study book, there's a quotation taken from page 180, paragraph 1, and it reads, "Whatsoever crosses they have been called to bear, whatsoever losses they have sustained, whatsoever persecution they have suffered, even to the loss of their temporal life, the children of God are ample recompense. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead." And that is also from Revelation 22, verse 4. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. And even though the pictures are not going to give the true value of the reading, may you pray that the Holy Spirit will allow you to sit with your children and explain according to their age. In Jesus' name, amen.